guys. How are you? Welcome into a Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice podcast with me, Matt Peralta at Sports Talk. Matt is my Twitter handle. At Betting Pros is the Betting Pros Twitter handle. BetMGM is always the title sponsor of this podcast. They've been so for, well, almost 2 years now. You can go to betmgm.com, new account. You sign up for a new account. Use that promo code JUICE150. When you sign up, you get a $10 bet, $150, $350 bets we put into your account, $10 on any event. JUICE150, the promo code for us. YouTube for the video with the Betting Pros YouTube channel, or audio where you get your audio podcasts. All right, so a 1-1-1 night last night. We get the Oklahoma State plus 4.5 correct. They lose in overtime, but they cover, which is good for us there. We get a push on the under for the Bruins, who somehow scored 5 goals by themselves against Colorado. I didn't see that coming. I saw 1 or 2 goals for Colorado. Talked about it last night. I like the Bruins. Should have bet the Bruins. Would have been a 1-0-1 night with the Bruins, but instead the Bruins get plus money at home. They blow out the Avalanche. Low scoring game between Winnipeg and Calgary, so the over 6 goals does not come in there. So we wind up 0-1-1 in hockey and 1-0 in college basketball for last night. So no real harm, down a little juice, nothing too significant. So technically a losing day, but nothing that big of a deal. So we go into a Tuesday here with 3 college basketball games. It's a big, big college basketball night. Okay. I got 3 plays, half unit on all of them. Going to keep going with this 3. I like this 3, right? We go 1-2, 2-1. We're going to wind up either winning or losing. I like it. 3-0, 0-3. It's a good strategy in my opinion. Okay. So I'm going to start here with the game of the night, which is UConn and Villanova. Nova plus 2 on the road at UConn. 14-12-1 against the number. Villanova, UConn 12-14 against the number this season. At home, Huskies 7-7 ATS. On the road, Villanova 7-7-1. ATS. Last 10, 3-6-1 for Villanova, 4-6 for UConn. No real advantage there. In the first matchup, a 4-point spread for Nova at home. They win by 11, covering this thing by 7 points. However, even though it's been 5 straight wins for Villanova straight up, they've only covered twice during that 5-game stretch. Against Georgetown in their last game, they were laying 19.5. Trap game. We talked about it a bit, talked about it on Twitter. Trap game for Nova. They win by 8. Time before that, we were on them against Providence on the road. They won by 5 as 4-point favorites. Seton Hall, they only 9 against Seton Hall and 6 against St. John's. They won by 6 in both those games. Did not cover in a push in that one. Here for UConn, last time out at home against Xavier, win by 11, covering that minus 6.5. Against Seton Hall, they won by 5 as 5.5-point favorites. They did not cover in the 2 previous game before that. St. John's and Xavier won by 3, lost by 6. They did not cover. Both these teams, 2-3 over the last 10 against the spread. But UConn at home, they beat Xavier, they beat Seton Hall, they beat Marquette, they lost to Creighton back on the 1st of February, 3-1 over the last 4 games at home straight up. For Villanova, on the road, they beat Providence, they beat St. John's, they lost to Marquette on the 2nd of February, 2-1 straight up over the last 3 games. Look, I think this is a coin flip game. And when we're talking about coin flip games, there are a couple of things I'm going to look at. Coaching, Jay Wright. You guys know how I feel about Jay Wright. I know Hurley's a good coach, but I'm going to give the nod to Jay Wright. 2, experience. There's nobody more experienced than Villanova. And 3, who's catching points? I think I got the better team as the dog here. Okay. This is going to be a rocket atmosphere in Hartford. I'm not debating this point. I just think Nova understands where they are and what they need to do here to win this regular season conference championship. They're 21-6. They're 14-3 against the Big East. They've won their last 5, 10-5 on the road. UConn's 12-2 at home straight up. No debate. They're a really tough team. I've seen a lot of people in sports betting, in sports Twitter, sports gambling Twitter. They're going to lay the 2 points and take UConn here. I'm going to ride with the team that I've been high on all year, and that's Villanova. I've been very high on Nova. I'm taking the 2 points. Road dog, Villanova plus 2, half a unit coming up here for the game of the night. Huge game in the Big East. We need this for Villanova to win the Big East Conference. They got to win this, and then they got to beat Providence. I think they were overlooking Georgetown, looking straight ahead at this game. They play this game, and then they're going to play at home against Providence. Big, big, big games. That way, game this weekend. But I'm taking Nova plus two, half a unit on the road at UConn. Second game of the night. We're going to talk about two SEC games here. Arkansas at Florida. Monster game. Arkansas now laying a point. It was pick. Literally, as I was betting, I was buying this bet, the bet changed. Number changed to Arkansas minus one, which is fine. Okay. Arkansas this year is 17 and 10 against the spread. They're 7-4 on the road. They're 9-1 ATS over their last 10 games. Florida, 13-14 at home. They are outstanding, 9-6 ATS, but they've won their last six games at home, including upsetting number two Auburn in their last home game. They are 1-4 though ATS over their last five, and they're just 5-9 ATS against the SEC. Arkansas, a slight 1-point favorite here, and they have been a machine covering. Flip side, Florida has not been a machine over the last 10. They are 4-6, 1-4 ATS, like I mentioned, over their last five. I think this is an Arkansas team that simply is more talented. And Florida, I think, is going to have an emotional letdown from that win over Auburn, 63-62. I mean, they beat Georgia by 9, laying 14.5. They beat Ole Miss by 5, laying 11. They beat Oklahoma State at home as laying 3.5 points, and they won by 9. That's the last time that they won and covered outside of the game against Auburn. I just don't think this is going to be, it was a pick. It's minus one. I think Arkansas is the better team. In Florida, like I said, 5-9 against the spread in the SEC versus 10-4 in conference play. Eight straight covers. Make it 9. Arkansas minus one on the road. I know road dog or home dogs are very attractive right now, but this is a coin flip game. It's basically a pick. Arkansas minus one, half a unit on the road at Florida. And finally, Alabama at Vanderbilt. Vandy, home dog, catching 4 points to the Crimson Tide. Alabama in their last game was outstanding in the first half against Kentucky and then fell apart and lost the game by 9, failed to cover. Alabama has not covered in their last three games. Alabama is 1-4 and 2-8. 1-4 against the spread over the last five, 2-8 ATS over the last 10. They're 5-8 on the road this year, and they're 2-12. In the SEC against the spread. Why? Because they're a chuck and duck team and they can hit 15 threes and they can look really great like they did against Ole Miss. The last time we faded Alabama on the road, we took Ole Miss as a home dog and they hit 15 threes. Won the game by 14 points, laying 5.5, won by 14. But other games like Auburn, Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi State, Kentucky, again, did not cover. This team has covered against Florida and they've covered against Ole Miss. Those are the only two times they've covered this season, okay, in the SEC. For the 5th of January and the 9th of February. That's it. I got a team on the other side in Vanderbilt at home. Vandy is 7-8 at home ATS, 7-6-1 ATS in the SEC, 4-0-1 over the last five games. Been hot on the cover. They have won three of their last five. They won at home against Texas A&M. They won at home against Missouri. They won at home against LSU. They won, they covered on the road against Tennessee, 11-point dogs, lost by 9. Auburn got them pretty good with a push, lost by 14 points with Auburn laying 14. 13 was a number most people bet, but back at home, bounced right back and won the game against A&M. I think Bama's in trouble here. This is one of these games where I just think defensively Vanderbilt can limit the 3-point shooting. I don't mind an underplay of 151. I don't mind an underplay of this game, but I think Vanderbilt plus 4. Give me the home dog. Vandy, rocket atmosphere, tough place to play Tuesday night in Nashville. Give me Vandy plus 4 at home against Alabama. All right. Three plays in college basketball. Villanova plus 2 on the road at Connecticut. Arkansas -1 on the road at Florida, and Vanderbilt +4 at home against Alabama. Three bets, all half unit wagers for us here on a Tuesday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.